My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
These are the 8 things that every spiritual person needs to know. Whether you're just getting started on your journey or you've been practicing for a while, these are 8 lessons that you're going to need to learn at one point or another. Personally, after I learned these lessons, I really noticed a change in how other people were treating me. I noticed a change in how I was feeling about myself, and I noticed a change in how easily I could manifest the things that I wanted to manifest into my life. So if these are changes that you want to experience, then these lessons could be very helpful to you. If you're not aware of these things, it could actually be blocking your desires from coming to you. It could be blocking you from finally living the life that you want and finally feeling like the best version of yourself, feeling like the most spiritual, most awakened, most satisfied version of yourself. Lesson number 1, learning to protect your energy around low vibrational people. Don't overshare everything with everyone in your life, especially the things that you're really passionate about and the things that you're currently working on. A lot of the times, if you are not around confident, high-achieving people, successful people, the average person, your average coworker, your average friend, your average family member, they don't have the type of growth mindset that will be able to support you. If they haven't even had the courage or the time or the capability to pursue their own passions and to take risks in their lives, then how can you expect them to support you through this process? A lot of the times, the average person doesn't have extra time to dive into their spirituality or extra time to heal their past traumas and do the inner work and work on their masculine energy or their feminine energy. A lot of people don't have the time or the resources to be able to do this. So when you're forming relationships with other people, you don't have to completely cut them off if they're not on the same spiritual journey as you. But you do have to make sure to protect your energy around these people. Don't allow them to take you into their world and project their limitations and fears onto you, because you live in 2 separate realities, and that's okay. Allow them to feel how they want to feel, but don't share things that you know they're not going to be able to resonate with. Don't tell them what you're manifesting and then hear all their limiting beliefs come up, and then you're going to start to feel like, oh wait, is this even possible? If you want to take a risk, like me, when I started this channel and I started posting full time on my YouTube channel, I had no idea if I was ever going to earn money, how much money I was ever going to earn, if my channel would even grow at all. And I literally just hit 10,000 subscribers. That was like the first goal I had, because I thought to myself, like, you know, 6 months ago when I had 1,000 subscribers and I wasn't even monetized on YouTube yet, I was thinking to myself, like, oh, when I hit 10,000 subscribers, like, that's gonna be when it's official, when I'm officially a YouTuber. And I've obviously felt like a YouTuber before it happened, but to finally hit that goal and realize, like, oh wow, here we are, we've reached this goal, and it's not even the end. Like, it's not even close to what I want to accomplish and what I plan to accomplish on this channel. So it's really fun to reach your goals and then realize that you have way bigger goals than that, because this wasn't even close to the real goals and real things that you could accomplish for yourself. And this goes for so many areas of your life. Whether you're like me and you want to work in a creative space, you don't want to rely on your corporate 9-to-5 income in order to be able to survive. You want to do the things that you enjoy doing and you want to earn a lot of money doing it. Or whether you're tired of wasting your time dating people that are not aligned to you and you're ready to have the relationship that is going to fulfill you, that's going to feel comfortable and safe, but also have that romance and passion that you're seeking. Or whether you're just trying to improve your self-image, you want to feel more confident, you want to wake up with energy, you want to feel rested every single night, and you want to be able to have time for fun and extracurricular activities. It is completely possible for you to accomplish this, but you need to stay focused on your intention, and you can't allow everyone else's opinions, everyone else's reality checks, or them trying to throw statistics at you or throw facts at you and tell you that you need to be more realistic. You don't have to listen to these things. You can take their opinions, think about it, process it if you want to, but honestly, all that matters is that you believe in yourself. Because at the end of the day, when I made the decision to dedicate myself to my YouTube channel full time, the people in my life, my family, my friends, my partner, they were advising me to not commit to it 100%. They were advising me to continue working in my corporate job and do this on the side. But I knew deep down that it just wasn't aligned. I needed to throw myself into this 100% in order to actually be successful, because I knew that if I just kept working at my corporate job and I tried to do this on the side, I would have been so drained. Just from doing that job, I wasn't able to balance that and working out and eating healthy. So if I can't even balance those two things, then how was I going to balance also doing this? So you have to make your own decisions. You can't always follow the advice of everyone around you, because they don't know what your life is like. You're the one that has to live your life. And the same thing goes in reverse. Stop trying to force everyone around you to be spiritual like you, to be on the same journey as you. You have to accept them for who they are and let them either be in your life because they want to, or let them focus on the things that they want to focus on. But stop trying to force everybody to be in your life. Lesson number 2, learning to start taking responsibility for the outcomes in your life. So you never want to blame yourself for the things that happened to you when you were younger, or the things that other people did to you, or the things that happened in your past. But you also want to stop blaming other people for the way that your life is going right now. The way that your life is going in this present moment needs to be in your control. It needs to be your responsibility. When you are constantly blaming your life on things that happened in the past, or on things that other people are doing to you, or circumstances are making you react in some way, this is something that you're going to start having to take accountability for. You can't keep blaming everyone around you for the way that you feel every day, for the things that you do every day. We all go through our own personal experiences. It's okay to heal and go through these phases where you need to do what you need to do in order to feel safe or feel comfortable or survive. We all go through phases in life where we're in survival mode. And some of us go through more extreme versions. Some of us go through longer versions. But everyone has some kind of knowledge as to how it feels to be in survival mode and be acting from a place of scarcity, from a place of fear. So don't blame yourself for these situations, but understand that now that you are on the spiritual journey, things are going to be more in your control. You're not going to be able to react in the same old way that you were reacting before. You're going to have to start seeing things from a higher perspective. You're going to have to start forgiving and letting these things go so that way you can make room for new things. Lesson number three, learning to not take things personally. So you don't want to take everything personally. A lot of the people around us who are not fully self-aware, who maybe they're not fully happy in their lives, they may react to us in certain ways. They may project onto us certain things about themselves, but you can't take all of this personally because a lot of it doesn't have anything to do with you. A lot of the behaviors that people have that are treating you bad or doing something that almost doesn't make sense, it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with what they're currently going through. And because of what they're currently going through, they're going to react to you in different ways. So some people may not react to you, some people may react to you in negative ways, and you have to be prepared for that. You have to accept the fact that not everyone is going to be on the same frequency as you, and if they're not, it's okay. But they may not handle it in the way that you would handle it, and that's something you have to sort of allow to happen and allow them to remove themselves from your life in the way that they're going to do it. Whether it's conscious or unconscious, maybe they're jealous of you, maybe there's something about you that reminds them of something they don't like, maybe there's something about you that reminds them on something that they missed out on or something that they don't have access to, and it can be triggering for them. So allow them to show you who they are. Allow them to show you what they believe and the types of things that they do, and you will be able to align yourself with the right people. Lesson number four, learning about the importance of your appearance, the importance of investing in the way that you look, feeling confident. So confidence doesn't just have to do with the way that you look physically, but the easiest way to hack your confidence is by dressing in a way that you enjoy. So it's about feeling comfortable and also feeling stylish. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to be on trend. It doesn't mean that you have to dress how other people dress. It simply means that you're able to look in the mirror and you like what you see. You're able to feel comfortable being perceived by other people. So you feel confident wearing this at home. You feel confident wearing it in your car. You feel confident wearing it at the grocery store. You feel confident wearing it seeing someone that you know, seeing your friends, seeing your family. You don't want to dress in a way where you feel embarrassed about what you're wearing. Like if you are, for example, wearing pajamas and you run to the grocery store and you're like covering your face and hoping that no one sees you and just going in and out. Like we all have those situations. Trust me, I get it. We've all been there. But you don't want to make a habit of wearing things in public that you feel embarrassed to be seen in, right? Even when you're at home. Because nowadays, especially after like the whole pandemic, there's going to be times where you're at home for a long period of time. So it's no longer like, oh, you just go home to sleep. Maybe now you work from home or you do other things from home and you spend a lot of time there. you want to still put in some kind of effort into your appearance. So you want to find that balance for you, because you don't want to feel like you're forcing yourself to accommodate some beauty standard and you don't feel like yourself, but you also don't want to just give up completely and not care at all. Because putting in time and effort into looking your best, or accentuating your beauty and accentuating who you already are and showing that off, that raises your vibration. It raises your confidence. So this is definitely going to help you along your journey, and it definitely helps protect your energy as well. Because when you're going out in public and you're being perceived by looking in a way that's not authentic to you, it could attract the wrong opportunities to you. And it could be repelling the opportunities that you actually want to draw into your life. Lesson number 5, learning to validate yourself first. Learning to stop seeking all of this external validation from other people. When you don't validate yourself, and when you ask for validation from others, or you expect validation from others, when you depend on it, it's never going to be enough. They're never going to validate you enough. They're never going to say it enough. They're never going to express it enough. It's never going to actually satisfy you. You will always be craving more validation, and even when you get the validation that you ask for, you're just going to want more validation, and you're going to find something wrong with it. The problem is, there's nothing wrong with receiving validation from the external, but the real validation that you're seeking is internal validation. That's what's going to fill that void inside of you. That's what's going to actually set you up where you feel comfortable and you feel confident whether or not someone else validates you. You feel confident whether or not you see results from your work or your effort, or whether or not you actually see your manifestations yet. You still feel confident because you know it's coming to you. You're not depending on the external validation of your physical reality. You are depending on your internal validation of knowing what you know to be true for yourself. So this goes for everything, not just manifestation. This goes for our personal relationships, our business relationships, our online presence, our friendships, our family members, our romantic relationships. Anytime you're interacting, you need to be taking into consideration what you actually believe, and you need to make sure that you approve of what you're saying and you approve of what you're doing. You're not just following advice from other people. You are listening, but you are making your own decisions. Lesson number 6, learning to act boldly. The easiest way to build confidence is to act with courage. It's to have fears and overcome them by acting anyways. So even if you don't feel confident about something, stay persistent anyways. Keep showing up anyways. Act with boldness. Act with courage. Push through, because when you do push through, you build confidence. And then the next time you do something like that, it gets easier. And it gets easier and easier, and it feels more and more rewarding the more that you do it. Lesson number 7, learning to get to know yourself better. You have to keep learning yourself every single day, because what worked for you last week or what worked for you last year, it may not work for you today. So you constantly have to be reflecting on how you feel. Journaling is great for this. Self-talk is great for this. Meditation is great for this. Because when you meditate, or when you observe your thoughts, you're able to see what you're thinking, see what's currently running in your mind, and you're able to change it with intention. allow yourself to feel embarrassed about things. Because when you feel like, oh my gosh, maybe I shouldn't show this to them. Oh my gosh, I only do this in private. Like, what are they gonna think if they see me doing this? When you're thinking about things like that, when you're holding yourself back because you're embarrassed to think what they're going to think about you if they see this or if they learn this about you, these are things that you need to overcome, because these are the shadows, the darkness that's going to keep you hidden. It's going to keep you concealing your true talents and your true energy. So the more that you overcome these feelings of discomfort or feeling embarrassed or feeling ashamed or guilty about your desires or feeling guilty about what you want or feeling overly ambitious or feeling ashamed of how much things you want to have or how many people you want to get to know or whatever your goals are. When you show up in this way and you push through these feelings of discomfort, you dive into the darkness and you come back up and you're able to shine your light. You're able to live in the way that's going to be most rewarding for you. And finally, lesson number 8, learning the art of not caring. So the art of not caring doesn't mean that you ignore everyone around you and you hate everything and you're just neutral, you don't have any emotions about anything. It doesn't mean you have to numb yourself out. It simply means that no matter what happens, you know that you're gonna be okay. And so you're able to detach yourself from what other people think about you. You're able to make the decisions that you know are best for you. And you're not going to be blocked or limited by the opinions of others. You're not going to care so much what other people think. You're going to care more about the highest possible good that could happen for you and for the people around you. You get to do the things you want to do. You get to break free from the limitations of being obsessed with what everyone else thinks. You're able to pursue the things that you want to pursue and show others how it's done. Because while they were scared to push through their fears, you did it, and now they get to watch you win. And they can use that as inspiration, or they can walk away from your life. You already have all the tools you need, but if you want to dive deeper into your personal growth journey, check out the links in my description. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.